Carlos Eduardo dos Santos Gaval Bueno is a play-by-play announcer who calls the World Cup matches on Brazil's largest TV network, Rede Globo. Last weekend, someone in Brazil offered a blunt critique of Gaval's broadcasting style with a three-word tweet in Portuguese. Cala boca Galvão, or in English, shut up Galvão. The phrase quickly became one of the top worldwide trending topics in the Twitter sphere. And what happened next, says Ethan Zuckerman of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society, was the result of a wired world eavesdropping uncomprehendingly on one another's conversations.
For the last three or four days, Cala boca Galvão has been absolutely at the top of the topic list. And so what happened was a lot of non-Portuguese speakers saw this phrase, didn't know what it meant, and started tweeting, what does Cala boca Galvão mean? If there's a new topic trending on Twitter, there's probably a significant chance that it has something to do with Lady Gaga. So some of the Brazilians grabbed that idea and started telling the non-Portuguese speakers that Cala boca Galvão is the new Lady Gaga single. You know, the problem with this is that eventually you have to come up with a single for people to listen to. People start searching for it and they figure it out very quickly.
Because just to clarify, there is no single by Lady Gaga called Cala boca Galvão. They just made it up.
To the best of our knowledge, Lady Gaga has never consciously recorded a single called Cala boca Galvão. But this is, of course, the wonder of the internet, is that if you now go onto YouTube, you will find half a dozen purported Lady Gaga Cala boca Galvão. The real tour de force in all of this was someone realizing that you can't go wrong on Twitter coming up with a worthy, well-meaning cause for people to get behind. And so you started to have some very clever Brazilians saying that Cala boca Galvão is an international campaign to save the rare endangered Galvão bird. And that if you were to join in and tweet Cala boca Galvão, 10 cents would be donated to the Save the Galvão Foundation. And quite rapidly, Brazilians started to come up with some wonderful supporting materials for this. So you can find a poster that declares, help us save Galvão birds, 1 second to tweet, 1 second to save a life. And perhaps most wonderfully, you can find this minute-long public service announcement,
which focuses on spreading the word about Galvão, a very rare kind of bird native to Brazil. Every year, more than 300,000 Galvão birds are killed during carnival parades. Their colorful feathers are sold on black markets. And if this slaughter doesn't stop, they will become extinct much sooner than you can imagine.
A campaign to raise money to create hermetically sealed birdhouses to allow the birds to survive.
So this is a hoax built upon a hoax stemming from an insult at this stage.
Look, in seriousness, what's so amazing about a space like Twitter is that one click away are all of these conversations that you don't know anything about.
It's the Twitter version of the media echo chamber, right, where you're exposed only to ideas of people you have self-selected. But with the trending topics, we can really get an instant look at kind of the zeitgeist.
And what trending topics does, by giving you this small slice of zeitgeist, it lets you see at least what some of the other big conversations out there. In cases like Cala boca Galvão, where you get led in the wrong direction, I think those are probably the rare cases.
So this episode is actually significant for being the exception that proves the rule.
One of the great functions of sport is that it gives you common ground where you can talk to people from countries all over the world. The World Cup becomes this sort of wonderful excuse for conversation across national lines, sometimes even across language lines. And a lot of that conversation has to do with taunting one another. So I view this as a very well-constructed taunt.
Okay, Ethan. As always, many thanks.
As always, great to be with you. Thanks, Bob.
Ethan Zuckerman is senior researcher at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Igor Ribeiro is executive editor of Imprensa, a magazine about media and communication in Brazil. We asked him if he thought that Cala boca Galvão was a typically Brazilian stunt.
Yeah, kind of. The translation of it is simply "Shut up, Galvão," a sports announcer from one of the most powerful TV broadcasts in Brazil. And everybody, if they make a little research on the internet, on Google, they will find out that there is no such a thing as a Galvão bird or a movement to save it. I think it's something that became bigger than the people who started ever thought of.
Okay, I got to ask you one thing.
Uh-huh.
Galvão, has he had anything to say about this episode?
Yeah, he said that he doesn't care. And even some comedians who work in the same broadcasting TV where he works made a kind of opposite joke. They post in their blog movement called Fala Galvão, means speak Galvão.
All right. Well, Igor, good luck saving the mythical bird and good luck in the cup.
Thank you a lot. Good luck for U.S. team too.
Thanks. Igor Ribeiro is executive editor of the Brazilian media and communications magazine Imprensa.